It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I still replay that drive in my head whenever I'm alone on the highway at night. I was 22 then, driving on State Route 32, late at night from a friend's house. The highway was nearly empty. My radio kept slipping in and out of static, voices dissolving into hiss. So I turned the volume down and drove in silence. Suddenly, I noticed headlights filling my rearview mirror. They came up fast, too fast for that stretch of road. I remember checking my speed, thinking I might be going too slow or that maybe I'd drifted. I eased into the next lane, giving the driver room to pass. That's just what you do, especially at night. But the car didn't pass. It slowed and settled beside me, matching my speed perfectly. I glanced over, irritated more than afraid at first, expecting to see someone on their phone or messing with me. Instead, my eyes locked onto the back seat. A little girl sat there alone. She couldn't have been more than 6 or 7.
The Jonas Brothers are running it back. Relive the Burning Up Tour and celebrate the biggest Jonas Brothers hits that have defined a generation. One incredible celebration. One unforgettable night. See the Jonas Brothers live across North America in 2026. Get tickets now at LiveNation.com. Jonas Brothers, the Burn It Up Tour, all over again.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Her face was pressed flat against the window, skin pale in the harsh glow of the streetlights. Both her hands were splayed against the glass, fingers dragging downward as if she were sliding in slow motion. Tears streaked her cheeks, catching the light. Her mouth was wide open, shaping a scream I couldn't hear. I looked toward the driver, waiting for him to notice me, to notice her. He never turned his head. His face stayed forward, hands steady on the wheel, like nothing was wrong, like that child didn't exist. My heart started pounding so hard I could feel it in my throat. I flashed my headlights once, then again. Nothing. The girl's eyes met mine, and in them I saw pure panic. Not fear, you fake. Not something playful. Real, desperate terror. Then the car accelerated. It shot ahead, tires whining, and disappeared down the highway. For a split second, I froze, my hands locked on the steering wheel. Every warning I'd ever heard screamed at me to let it go. I reached for my phone, thinking to call 911, but the highway was empty, and the area was miles from the nearest town. If that was a kidnapping, which I was quite sure of, then by the time I explained it to a dispatcher, the car would be long gone. The face of the crying kid kept rotating in my mind. I got to take matters into my own hand. I sped up. I told myself I would just follow at a distance, just long enough to get a plate number. The car exited the highway without signaling, turning onto a narrow dirt road surrounded by woods. My headlights caught a cloud of dust, hanging in the air like fog. I hesitated. The rational part of me begged to turn around, but the other part, the one that couldn't forget that silent scream, kept my foot on the gas. The dirt road swallowed me whole. There were no streetlights or houses around. After driving like this for 10 to 15 minutes, the car ahead began to slow down. Then it stopped. My headlights washed over its rear bumper, illuminating the red dust drifting down. For a moment, nothing happened. I sat there with my engine idling, my pulse roaring in my ears. I told myself I'd stay in the car and call the cops right now, but then I thought about the girl. I stepped out. The night air was cold and smelled like damp earth. My footsteps sounded too loud, crunching on gravel as I took a few cautious steps forward. All of a sudden, the car doors opened. Two men got out. Something about them was immediately wrong. Not just the fact that there were two of them, not one. It was the way they looked. They had masks on. One had a corn stalker latex mask stretched over his face, the grin frozen and lifeless. The other wore a grotesque Momo mask, eyes bulging unnaturally, a smile twisted into something inhuman. In the glow of my headlights, the masks looked unreal, like something from a nightmare that had slipped into the real world. One of them had a knife, the other swung a heavy machete over his head, and they were sprinting in my direction. My brain finally caught up. This wasn't a kidnapping, it was a trap. I stumbled backward, almost balancing so I don't fall down. That's when I saw the little girl in the back seat. She was watching me with a creepy grin. Her innocent eyes were now scary with evil in them. She waved at me slowly, mockingly, like she were sharing some private joke. That was the moment something inside me broke, the moment I understood how close I was to dying. I ran. I don't remember turning. I don't remember thinking. I just moved. I yanked my car door open and threw myself inside, hands shaking so badly I could barely get the key into the ignition. The engine roared to life, just as something slammed into my window. The machete struck the glass with a deafening crack, spiderwebbing it inches from my face. Shards sprayed across the dashboard. I screamed and slammed the car into reverse. Gravel flew as I tore backward, tires skidding, heart hammering like it was going to burst. I didn't look back. I didn't stop until the dirt road spit me back onto the highway. Even then, I kept driving, miles blurring together, my hands locked on the wheel until they ached. I didn't feel safe until I was home, door locked, lights on, sitting on my bed with my head in my hands. When I finally called the cops, I told them everything. They took my statement seriously. At least, it felt that way. But days turned into weeks. No arrests, no follow-ups, no news.
The Jonas Brothers are running it back. Relive the Burning Up Tour and celebrate the biggest Jonas Brothers hits that have defined a generation. One incredible celebration. One unforgettable night. See the Jonas Brothers live across North America in 2026. Get tickets now at LiveNation.com. Jonas Brothers, the Burning Up Tour, all over again.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Sometimes I wonder how many of them stopped to help and probably didn't get a chance to get out alive. And every time I pass that stretch of highway near midnight, I turn my radio off and keep my eyes straight ahead, hoping I never see that devil kid or her accomplices again. This happened last week when I was driving down Interstate 40 during a thunderstorm. I gripped the steering wheel with both hands, leaning forward like that might somehow help me see better through the windshield. My daughter was strapped into her booster seat behind me, humming to herself, completely unaware of my worried mind. I just wanted to get home. We were still miles away when she spoke up, her small voice cutting through the sound of rain and wipers.
Mom, I really have to pee. I can't hold it.
I glanced at the dashboard clock, then the empty stretch of road ahead. I couldn't see any exits or gas stations. There were just trees, darkness, and rain. I told her to try and hold on, that we were almost there, but I could hear it in her voice. This wasn't a negotiable situation. That's when I saw the sign of a public washroom arriving in 0.2 miles. Relief washed over me, knowing I can finally pull over and stretch my legs. It was barely more than a pull-off, a concrete building sitting alone under a flickering yellow light. There were no other cars, though, just open highway on both sides and woods pressing in behind it. I hesitated for a second, but my daughter was already unbuckling herself, panic creeping into her voice. So I slowed down and pulled onto the shoulder, gravel crunching under my tires. The moment I shut off the engine, the silence felt wrong. The rain seemed louder without the hum of the car. I grabbed my daughter, threw my hood over my head, and ran for the restroom, my shoes splashing through puddles. Inside, it smelled like damp concrete and disinfectant. The lights buzzed overhead. There were four stalls on the left and three sinks on the right under one big, dirty mirror. I chose the far stall without really thinking about why. We got in, locked the door, and helped my daughter up. That was when the feeling hit me. It wasn't fear, exactly. More like awareness. Like my body had picked up on something my brain hadn't caught up to yet. The hair on my arm stood up. My stomach tightened. I told myself I was being ridiculous. It was late. I was tired, and horror stories have a way of creeping into your head when you're alone. I focused on my daughter, counted her breaths, listened to the rain pounding the roof. She finished, and I was just reaching for the lock when I heard footsteps entering. They echoed off the tile, slow and deliberate. Suddenly, two male voices spoke, which immediately stopped me from opening the door.
Are you sure they're here?
Of course. Didn't you see the car outside? My heart slammed so hard I thought it might make noise. I lifted my daughter off the toilet and pressed her against my chest. My hand clamped over her mouth before she could ask what was wrong. Her eyes went wide, confused and scared. The footsteps moved closer. One man laughed softly.
Yeah, they're inside one of these stalls.
I didn't think. I lifted my daughter back onto the toilet seat and climbed up after her, balancing awkwardly, holding her as high and tight as I could. My legs shook so badly I thought I might fall, but I didn't dare move. The men started to check the stalls one by one. I could see shadows shifting beneath the divider. They stopped in front of us and tried the door. It rattled once, then again, harder. They realized it's locked from the inside.
We know you're in there, you and your little girl.
My daughter started to tremble. I whispered into her hair, telling her not to move, not to make a sound.
We don't want to hurt you. You can walk out of here just fine. We're only here for the kid.
My vision blurred. Every instinct in me screamed to fight, to run, to do something. But there was nowhere to go. Just thin metal, tile, and two men who had followed me off a highway in the middle of a storm. And I had no knowledge about it until now.
No! You're not getting near her!
The door slammed inward with a violent bang. The metal bowed under the impact. My daughter whimpered, and I tightened my grip on her, bracing myself. They were kicking the door again. Then, a face appeared down the gap between the door and the floor. A creepy-looking guy stared in. Rainwater was still dripping from his hair. He smiled at me.
Just give us the girl.
Honestly, I wanted to cry, and even thought of begging them. But then, it hit me. Evil people don't really have emotions. So, I paused for a few seconds, and then kicked him in the face. My boot poked hard into his eye, and probably left him with a big enough scar above his eyebrow.
The Jonas Brothers are running it back. Relive the Burning Up Tour and celebrate the biggest Jonas Brothers hits that have defined a generation. One incredible celebration. One unforgettable night. See the Jonas Brothers live across North America in 2026. Get tickets now at LiveNation.com. Jonas Brothers, the Burning Up Tour, all over again.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
He backed out, screaming loudly. Chaos exploded. They began swearing and cursing at me, saying all kinds of vile things that they would do to me and my daughter. I slid down from the toilet, my hands shaking so badly I nearly dropped my phone as I dialed 911. I screamed into it, our location, what was happening, that men were trying to take my child. I yelled that the police were already on their way, over and over again. They cussed me out for a few more minutes, and then bolted out. They slammed the restroom door on the way out so hard that the stalls trembled with the impact. I didn't move. I stayed curled on the floor holding my daughter until red and blue lights finally flashed through the cracks in the wall. When the officers arrived, they escorted us out. Later at the station, one of them showed me footage from a highway camera where two men were following me in a black SUV for miles. I did file a report, but they haven't been caught yet. I don't pull over at isolated restrooms anymore. I'm just thankful that I and my daughter made it alive. I was 19 years old when this happened, but till today, when I close my eyes and imagine that night on the highway, I get shivers down my spine. It was the same week I bought my first bike with my own money. I was proud of it, and I wanted an excuse to ride it as much as possible. That night, I picked up my girlfriend and took her for a ride through the back roads near the highway. We talked for a while, and I lost track of time. By the time I dropped her off at her house, the sky was already darkening. When I finally started riding home, the road felt quieter than normal. Cars were still driving on the highway beside me, but the area around the road felt empty. There were no pedestrians. There were no open shops. There were no houses nearby with lights on. There was only the road, the trees, and the sound of passing vehicles. About halfway home, my bike suddenly felt heavier. I slowed down and noticed that the back tire was wobbling. I stopped and looked down. The tire was flat. I felt annoyed, but I wasn't worried. I was not far from home. I decided to walk the rest of the way. I got off the bike and started pushing it along the side of the highway. Cars and trucks continued speeding past me, and their headlights flashed across the trees. The woods on the side of the road looked darker than the rest of the area, and I kept glancing at them without really knowing why. That was when I started to feel uncomfortable. I felt like something was watching me from inside the trees. I tried to ignore the feeling and kept walking. Within the next few minutes, I noticed movement behind one of the bushes near the edge of the woods. It was a small movement, but it was enough to make me stop. A few seconds later, I heard a quiet sound. It was a soft meow. It sounded like a kitten. I felt concerned when I heard it. The woods were right next to the highway, and I imagined a small animal wandering into traffic and getting hit. I also felt bad thinking about a kitten being lost and alone at night. Secondly, my little sister was 10 years old then, and she always nagged my parents asking for a furry pet. I thought if I take the poor cat home, it'll be saved from a horrible death, and my sister will be very happy. So, I put my bike on its stand and walked toward the bush where I had seen the movement. When I reached it, there was nothing there. I stood still for a moment, listening carefully, trying to spot the location of the kitten. I heard the meow again. This time, it came from a different direction, slightly deeper in the woods. I turned and took a few steps toward the sound. Then I heard it again, from somewhere else. Each time I followed it, the sound came from farther away. I assumed the kitten was scared and moving around to avoid me, but I was also adamant about finding it. I kept following it. I did not realize how far I had gone until the sounds of the highway became faint. The trees blocked most of the remaining light, and the woods became darker and quieter around me. The meowing started to sound different. It was not weak or desperate like an animal in distress. It sounded even and controlled. The sound repeated in the same exact way each time. That was when I started to feel nervous. I stopped walking and looked around me. I realized I could no longer see the road. I could not even see the glow of the headlights through the trees. Giving up hope of bringing the kitty home, I turned back to leave. But as soon as I did, I heard the meow again.
Meow?
It was right beside me. I turned my head back slowly. There was a small shrub next to me. Something pale was visible through the trees. I assumed it was the kitten. I stepped closer. The leaves moved, and a head slowly rose up from behind the shrub. It was not an animal. It was a woman. Her skin looked pale and dirty. Her hair was messy and uneven. Her eyes were wide and focused directly on me. She lifted her head higher and made a low purring sound in her throat. It sounded exactly like a cat. Everything made sense to me in that terrifying second. My body froze when I realized what I was seeing. For the last 15 minutes that I had been following the kitten, I was actually getting lured deep in the forest by this scary-looking woman. I had no idea what her intentions were, but her face definitely hinted she had evil plans in mind. All of a sudden, she smiled, and the fear hit me like a brick to the face. I screamed and ran. I ran through the woods as fast as I could. Roots caught my feet, and I almost fell more than once, but I did not stop. I heard footsteps behind me along with the purring sound behind me.
The Jonas Brothers are running it back. Relive the Burning Up Tour and celebrate the biggest Jonas Brother hits that have defined a generation. One incredible celebration. One unforgettable night. See the Jonas Brothers live across North America in 2026. Get tickets now at LiveNation.com. Jonas Brothers, the Burn It Up Tour, all over again.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I glanced back to see if she was chasing me. And she was. But she was chasing me on all fours like an animal. I reached the edge of the woods and saw my bike. I ran to it, jumped on, and fired it up immediately. The tire was still flat, and the bike wobbled badly. But I kept riding. I did not look back again. I rode all the way home. When I got inside, I locked the door and sat on my bed in the dark for a long time. I did not tell anyone what happened. I knew no one would believe me. I even tried to convince myself that I imagined it. But sometimes, late at night, when everything's quiet, I hear a soft meowing outside my window. I never look outside when I hear it. I never follow it. And I never will.
Healthcare can feel complicated. That's why Optum uses technology to connect the people and processes that make healthcare easier, more affordable, and more effective. We're making it clearer for you to know exactly what your benefits cover. And to help you better manage your health, we're coordinating care between your doctors and your technology. We believe better, simpler healthcare is always possible. That's healthy optimism. That's Optum. Visit Optum.com to learn more.
Good news! Goodwill Columbus has opened a new store in Westerville. And with a new donation center, it's easier than ever to make a difference in your community. Bring your gently used clothing, furniture, electronics, and more to our donation drop-off. Each donation and purchase supports our mission to provide jobs, free job training, essential services, and more right here in Westerville. Drop your donations off at 60 East Schrock Road or learn more at goodwillcolumbus.org.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.